This is Akashvani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The Narendra Modi government has completed 100 days in its third term. The first 100 days of this historic third term of the Modi government has been marked by several key initiatives and decisions which have positively impacted the lives of people and laid a strong foundation for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The central government has taken a big decision and made huge investments worth 15 lakh crore rupees in these 100 days. The agriculture and infrastructure sectors have received special impetus with a plethora of new announcements. The citizen-centric decisions have been driven by the vision of Mr. Modi to enhance ease of living and make life better for the poor, middle class, Dalit, Vanchit, Adivasis, women and youth. The 8th India Water Week 2024 will start from today in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the event at Bharat Mandapam. During the four-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 foreign delegates and from 40 countries, will participate. More than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector during the exhibition. Addressing a curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi, Secretary Ministry of Jal Shakti Debashree Mukherjee said, "Good water management will accelerate the economic growth of the country." The Ministry of Panchayati Raj will participate as a partner ministry during the 8th India Water Week. Campaigning ended last evening for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. The fate of 219 candidates will be determined by over 23.27 lakh voters, including 5.66 lakh young voters in this phase. The J&K Pradesh Congress Committee, JKPCC, has released its election manifesto outlining a comprehensive plan for inclusive governance and the restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir. In Haryana, a total of 190 candidates withdrew their nomination papers yesterday. Giving this information to media, Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that now 1,031 candidates are left in fray. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. The second edition of the Naval Commanders Conference will begin in New Delhi from today. The conference is the apex level biannual event facilitating deliberations on significant strategic, operational and administrative issues between the naval commanders. The Defence Ministry said the four-day conference will commence with the inaugural address by the Chief of Naval Staff. He will review major operational, logistics, training and administrative activities pursued by the Indian Navy over the last 6 months and deliberate upon key milestones to be crossed to safeguard maritime interest. Delhi Chief Minister and ARC convener Arvind Kejriwal yesterday chaired a meeting of the Political Affairs Committee of the party to decide over the name of the new Delhi Chief Minister. Speaking to media after the meeting, party leader and Delhi Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj said Mr. Kejriwal held one-on-one meeting with committee members and ministers of Delhi government. He said the legislative party meeting will be held today to elect a new leader. In the Asian Champions Trophy 2024, India are through to the final after thrashing South Korea 4-1 in Hulunbuir, China. Mr. Harmanpreet Singh scored 2 goals while Uttam Singh and Jarmanpreet Singh hit 1 goal each in the second semi-final. India will now face host China today to chase a second consecutive gold. And that's the end of this news bulletin.